7:02 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Now, past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Just heard Bob Taylor, who was introduced by Laura Taylor, on a track called After Hours. I have no idea when it came out, but I got off the compilation, Las Vegas Grind Part 1, the CD version. Came out a number of years ago on a number of labels, but released in this country on Crypt. For that, Tubby Chess and his Candy Stripe Twisters. And the one thing I'm kind of surmising this, is that Tubby Chess and his Candy Stripe, they were obviously studio musicians, but I think they recorded under a bunch of different names. So if you bought like five different Twist LPs back in 1962, they were all the same band, they just had different names. I think there was one that was a little different. Anyway, they did, the name of the track was called Take a Chance. Came out in 1962 on the Grand Prix label. The album was called Do the Twist. Before that, the Warlocks. The B-side to this was the better-known song, The Temper Tantrum. They channeled James Brown and I'll Go Crazy. Came out in 1965 on the Decca label. And then before that, The Cautions kicked off the set. A track originally released on the IER label in 1964. I got off a compilation, The Icon Record Story, and Surfer's Beach was the name of the track. There will be no lounge again this week. Danny's pretty sick. And I say this without any snark, I'm getting concerned. But anyway, it's been like 3 weeks anyway, since before my birthday. But anyway, Brian Young will be in for 3 or 4 hours, starting at 8 o'clock. I think. Said he would be. Brian hosts Crash Course of the Ravers, which airs here between 1 and 4 each and every Saturday at MFO. Check it out. Okay. Do I have something queued up? Yes, I do. It's 7:04 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours. Let's get back into it. Oh, and coming up, this week's song that everybody knows, and I think I played this as a song that everybody knows before. Hey, so nice. You hear it twice, and so much more.
Christ's sake.
Baby, and it feels so bad. I guess it's racism.
this is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Well, I was down in New Orleans, everything's fine. All them cats are drinking that wine, drinking that mezcal, pure delight. Now when they get drunk, they singing all night, drinking wine, spooty-ooty, drinking wine. Wine, spooty-ooty, drinking wine. Wine, spooty-ooty, drinking wine. Pass that bottle to me. They buy it by the gallon and buy it by the quart. Buy a blackberry, you're doing things smart. Knocking out windows and tearing down doors. Drunk, 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 keep a screaming for more. Drinking wine, spooty-ooty, drinking wine. Wise boy, you're drinking wine. Wise boy, you're drinking wine. Why don't you pass that bottle to me?
Thank you. need a dime. We'll all go out and we'll buy some wine. Drinking wine, wine, wine. Drinking wine, wine, wine. Drinking wine, drinking wine. Drinking wine, wine, wine. Well, you get a nickel, I'll get a quarter. We'll all go out with a farmer's daughter. Drinking wine, wine, wine. Drinking wine, wine, wine. Drinking wine, drinking wine. Drinking wine, wine. She drives a rod. She ain't good looking, but she's got a good bod. Drinking wine, wine, wine. Drinking wine, wine, wine. Drinking wine.
Oh, yeah, it's 7:21 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, the station wants you to know that you got to make every step count in the fight against diabetes. Join the Step Out to Fight Diabetes this fall and help raise money for a cure. Call the American Diabetes Association at 1-888-DIABETES today. This is a public service announcement of the American Diabetes Association and the sweethearts here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, just heard the Bobby Fuller Four. Yes. That's just not just going out to Darlene. It's all you ladies who listen to the Desperate Hours out there, and they are legion, sitting by the radio or your desktop, maybe a mobile device with your box of wine and your reduced fat Cheez-Its. Yes, Bobby Fuller Four, Wine, Wine, Wine. I got off the compilation, Pebbles Volume 2, originally released on the Exeter label, 1964. Before that, the Fireballs, My Sons, Jimmy Gilmer, from 1967 on the Atco label, and Bottle of Wine, Jerry Lee Lewis before that, and Drinking Wine, Spodiotti. Single that was released in 1973 on the Mercury label. And before that, the She Trinity did He Fought the Law. It was originally released on the Columbia label in the UK in 1964. That's not right. Probably later than that. Probably 66. Anyway, I got off the compilation Destroy That Boy, More Girls with Guitars. Came out 2009 on the Ace label. For that, this week's song that everybody knows. And I have a feeling that that was this week's song that everybody knows another week, about 6 or 8 months ago, or maybe a year ago. The Shocking Blue and Venus off the self-titled album came out in Colossus in this country in 1970. And we kicked it off with a band called We the People, not the ones from, I believe they were from Georgia, then Florida. These guys were from New Bedford, Massachusetts. And they released a great single called Always Lies. Came on the 17 label, 1966. I got off the compilation Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns, Volume 7 and 8. Got about 36 minutes to go. And then Brian Young will be taking over. I believe he's subbing for Danny again this week, or he's subbing for Danny this week, who will be out again. So thoughts going out to him. And prayers. God, I don't know if anybody ever prays or whatever. I just depend on dumb luck. These are the Desperate Hours.
For a man, any man. Now, Gina Lola Brigida returns to the screen. She's only a little older, but she's much, much bolder in her adult film debut as The Lonely Woman. She likes them young. The younger, the better. She's looking for the inexperienced, and she's ready to teach him, to show him the many ways to truly appreciate a woman. She walks the streets at night, looking, hoping, and waiting for someone to really love her. She's had men before, but they weren't up to the task. The Lonely Woman. Don't miss Gina Lola Brigida, one of the movie's great and sensual superstars, as she returns to the screen to tease you, please you, and shock you as The Lonely Woman. In color rated R for adults, from Independent International.
Look at me. And it's only been a few days. I can't get rid of these heartaches you gave to me.
Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
Comes alive up from the mist. and I love her so. She's my baby, yes, she's real. Don't be baby, she's for me. When her lips are close to mine, well, she makes me feel so fine.
Down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah, 7:39 Eastern Time. Anyway, let me tell you what I just played. Just heard the Aquatones, and She's the One for Me, released in 1958 on the Fargo label. Before that, the Neats from 1982, and their great LP, A Monkey's Head in the Corner of the Room, came out in 1982 on Ace of Hearts. And Eric Martin's ode, the fight song for Arlington High School, Red and Gray. Yeah. Anyway, before that, Goldie and the Gingerbreads. That's going out to Tony in right here in Medford. Goldie and the Gingerbreads and Little Boy, originally released on the Decca label in the UK in 1967. I got off the compilation, Love Hit Me. Decca Beat Girls from 1962 to 70. It came out this year on Ace. Then we kicked off the set with The Expressions and One More Night, originally released on the Tenor Lager label in 1968. I got off the compilation Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns Volume 1 and 2. Came out in 2015 on Crypt. Got 20 minutes to go in this week's Desperate Hour. Yes. When I was pulling music, I thought I was picking an awful lot of instrumentals and slow songs. You know, and this comes on the heels of several compliments on how fast the show moves. And I'm playing all these mood breakers. But anyway, it turns out to be a little faster than... Oh, this is Brian. Hi. Anyway, Brian Young's going to be in about 19 minutes. Subbing for Danny Martignetti and Stephanie. And then the show after that. I forget who the disc jockey's name is. Forgive me. I'm an old man. This is a brand new Desperate Hours.
Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
Thank you. You'll be oiled, bathed, shaved, massaged, taught to use your heads. A good body with a dull brain is as cheap as life itself.
We both
can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
And they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Man, you're listening for Deuce Bags Everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda, couldas, and ever worse from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for 2 hours from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time each and every Thursday evening, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not. Anyway, let me tell you how I played in this last set before Brian takes over. Just heard Satan and the D-Men do She'll Lie, originally released on the Eagle label, 1965. And I got off the Trash Box compilation. For that, Tar Heel Slim and Little Ann from 1959 on the Fire label, and Much Too Late. For that, Danny and the Count, something that was originally released on the Coronado label, 1966. You Need Love, right off the compilation 60s Archive, Volume 2. For that, the Rumblers and a previously unreleased track, and I have no idea when it was recorded. A track called Blockade, a.k.a. That's It. Right off the compilation Intoxica. In strange and sleazy instrumentals, sounds from the SoCal suburbs. Okay. My brain is a little tangled up there. For that, another unreleased track, Timmy Euro, who is a previously unreleased track recorded in 1967. Elvis Presley's favorite single, who died this week. But I didn't play Elvis Presley.
Elvis
track
died?
Called Gone. Oh, really? Elvis? Yeah, I don't really. Did Elvis die? I saw him at the 7-Eleven. I saw him at the Lucky Corner, buying Keno tickets. But anyway, Timmy Euro. In the last couple of years, she's become my favorite singer too. I've managed to get a bunch of her recordings, and I actually like it. But really, she had like one or two hits, and then kind of had a career in Vegas, and that was that. Anyway, Brian's in the house. He's up next. I'm gonna leave it with some traveling music. From a band called The Word Duh. My name is Alex. A pleasure's mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.